ZZ Lemons here, and I've had quite a bit to drink today. I won't tell you how much I've had to drink today. I've had quite a bit to drink today. I don't drink this much every day. No. I wouldn't be alive if I drank this much every day. But no, today I have had blah, blah, blah. I have had quite a bit to drink today. Anyway, I'm going to say something I said in another talk. I don't know if you heard that talk or not. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I don't know. What was I going to say? I'm really wasted today. Anyway, what I want to say or try to say if I can is that the mainstream media is an arm of the Illuminati, an arm of the deep state, an arm of the globalists, and an arm of Satan and Caligastia. And they are my sworn enemies. So, these talks that I give, I do not give on any platform but my own website. I do not post these talks on, I forget the names of some of these places. I do not post these talks on YouTube. I do not post them on Twitter. Do not post them on... What's the other one where... hold on here. I've had a lot to drink today. A lot to drink. Where is Joe Rogan? What platform is he on? Help me out here. Synops or something? I forgot. Okay, I had a lot to drink. Anyway. No. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I don't do this for money. Yes, I have a tip jar. It's just a tip jar. It's all it is. It's like a fucking tip jar at Starbucks or your neighborhood coffee shop. It's like you don't have to put anything in it. Okay, if you put something in it, great. But if you don't have to, I mean, it's like I'm not going to live or die whether you put something in my tip jar. Okay? You know, a lot of these people who have, what do you call them? I'm so wasted right now. I probably shouldn't be even doing this talk. I don't know if I'll post this talk or not. This is probably the most wasted I've ever been during a talk. But I'm still trying to think of Joe Rogan's podcast company. What the fuck is the name of it? I want to say Synapse, but that's not the name of it. I don't know what the fuck the name of it is. Anyway. So, I did another talk similar to this one. It was a little more coherent because I wasn't blitzed like I am right now. But what I want to say is that if you're posting your talks, I don't know if you have talks. You probably don't. But for those of us who have talks, like Joe Rogan, I like Joe Rogan to a degree. Yeah, let's talk about Joe Rogan. I do like Joe Rogan to a degree. He doesn't go as deep as I would like. He doesn't go as deep as I do. Fuck no. But, you know, he does go more than the average Joe, more than the mainstream media. Yes, he does. And he likes Trump. I love Trump. So we're on the same page to some degree. But he's on this platform. What the fuck is it called again? I don't know. He made millions of dollars on this platform. He got millions of dollars of a contract. Man, this talk is so fucked up. I doubt I'll be posting it. But if I do, I don't know. It'd be funny just to listen to. He got millions and millions of dollars to go on this podcast company, and for the love of God, you know, I should probably look it up. Hold on. Let me see. Wait a minute. If I click off of the recorder, I think I'm going to lose you. Okay. Never mind. Anyway, man, this is probably the worst talk I've ever given in terms of technical proficiency. In terms of technical proficiency, This is probably the worst talk I've ever given. This is probably the least professional talk I've ever given. But anyway, let me try to finish this talk if I can. So why do I post my talks on my website rather than a podcast? Like, I still can't remember the name of his fucking company. All right. Anyway, it'll come to me someday. So, yes, these talks that you're listening to now, they are on my server. That's right. They're on my server. Oh, fuck shit, man. Listen carefully. These talks that I'm giving to you, they're not on YouTube. They're not on Twitter. They're not on X. They're not on, I still can't remember Joe Rogan's podcast company, but they're not on there either. Because, you know, if I'm on there, if I post these talks on those companies, if I post my talks on YouTube, if I post my talks on Twitter or X, sorry, it's not X now. I hate it when they change names. Like, it takes me like 5 years to learn the name Twitter, and then they fucking change the name. Go fuck yourselves. Okay. I still can't remember Joe Rogan's company's name. I want to say it's Sci-Fi or Sci-Fi. Sci-Fi? All right, I've had a lot to drink. Anyway, so why am I not there? Well, I think you know why I'm not there. Do you think they would post these talks? No. They would not post my talks there. My talks would not. The board of YouTube, the board of directors, the board of directors of YouTube would be, we got to get rid of this guy. Delete him. Delete his account. Delete the account of ZZ Lamont's right now. And if I was on, I still can't remember. Okay, I want to really find that. I don't know his name. I don't know the name of Joe Rogan's podcast company or his platform. There's so many platforms. I fucking hate that, man. I mean, it's like if you want to post a podcast, there's so many platforms, your fucking brain explodes. It's like, I don't know. If I just decided to put the talks on my own server. Yes, I have a server. It's not big, but it's big enough. You know, I don't have, my website's not that complicated. I don't have video. There's no video on my website. There's no video. Any video, these links that you click to, like let's say you want to watch Harold and Maude, it's a great movie, you should watch it, is that's on YouTube, you know. So you click on the little icon, or not icon, I don't know what the fuck it was. I posted something for Harold and Maude on my website. If you click on the image, it will take you to Harold and Maude on YouTube. I think it's YouTube. It could be Rumble. Could be God knows what. I've had a lot to drink. So where was I? I'm still trying to remember Joe Rogan's. God damn it. Spotify, motherfuckers. I remembered it. Spotify. Joe Rogan's on Spotify. Joe Rogan is not on Spotify. Why? Because he doesn't have my standards. Let me repeat that. Joe Rogan is on Spotify because he doesn't have my standards. Now, I like I've had a lot to drink. I like Joe Rogan to a degree. He's not my brother. We're not going to go out and have drinks anytime soon. I do like him. I think he's doing more good than bad. I repeat, I do believe Joe Rogan is doing more good than bad. Is he as badass as I am? Fuck no. Fuck no. Joe Rogan would be lucky to be half as badass as I am. Because if Joe Rogan was as badass as I am, he wouldn't be on Spotify. He would just run his own fucking, he would do his interviews on his own fucking server without Spotify, without a sponsor, without a sponsor. Let me make this clear to you in case you're confused. Joe Rogan has a sponsor. His sponsor is Spotify. You know who my sponsor is? Almighty fucking God is my sponsor. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Joe Rogan. Your sponsor is Spotify, which means you're the puppet and slave of Spotify. My sponsor is Almighty God, motherfucker. And so, because I post these talks on my own server, because Joe Rogan doesn't post his talks on his own server. No! Okay. You know, Joe Rogan may not have sold his soul to his devil. Fucking shit, I've had a lot to drink. Joe Rogan may not have sold his soul to the devil, but I will tell you this and take it to the bank. He has sold half his soul to the devil. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? I have sold no part of my soul to the devil. I have sold no part of my soul to the devil. That's why I post these talks on my own server. I don't have a, I'm spacing out because I drank too much. Okay, I'm spacing out. Okay, podcast. I don't have a podcast platform. I'm not with one of the 5 trillion. There was a time. Okay, I will tell you. I will honest to God tell you. There was a time not too long ago, a couple years ago, where I thought, well, maybe I should post these talks on a podcast platform like Joe Rogan. Or whoever else is out there, you know. What's his face? The long-haired guy. I forgot his name already. Oh, shit. I've had a lot to drink. Anyway, I looked into it. And to my amazement, there was like 5,000 podcast companies to get with. And they all charged money. Well, I thought, I'm already paying money for my website. Why don't I just post my talks on my website server? Then I don't have to pay a podcast company like Spotify any money to post my talks. Because you know what's going to happen if I post my talks on Spotify or YouTube or whoever the fuck, all these 500,000 other podcast platforms, they're going to say, I'm going to get an email. Dear Mr. Lemons, while we appreciate your business, we feel that you have violated our platform guidelines once too many often, and so we are terminating your account. Okay. Trust me, because I have a higher IQ than everyone at Spotify and YouTube and everywhere else. Trust me when I say, I foresaw that. I foresaw that a million miles away. I foresaw that if I posted these talks on YouTube or Spotify or Twitter or X or whatever the fuck is out there, that they would be... Oh, I'd get the bot response. I get the robot response, the bot response. I get the bot email. Oh, we're sorry, Mr. Lemons, but I'm afraid you have violated our company posting guidelines once too often, and you are no longer allowed to post on our website any further, and in fact, your account has been deleted. To which I said, preemptively, and before it ever happened, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, YouTube. Board of directors of YouTube, listen to me. I'm ZZ Lemons. Listen,
Board, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, board of directors of YouTube. Listen to me. Listen to me. Go fuck yourselves, bitches. Go fuck yourselves, servants of Satan. Go fuck yourselves, Satan's minions, you motherfucking bitches. Okay. And then same thing with Spotify. In fact, probably more with, I don't know. I don't know more or less with Spotify. YouTube, Spotify, all the rest. Anybody who has, anybody who thinks, any platform who thinks they have jurisdiction about what I say can go fuck themselves and burn in hell. I repeat, any platform who thinks they have jurisdiction about what I say in these talks can go fuck themselves and burn in hell, you Luciferian pieces of shit. Okay. So, you know, one thing that God and the professor will tell you is that ZZ Le Mans is pretty rough around the edges. He's not anyone you want to fuck with. He's not anyone you want to cross, or unless you want to have an enemy for life. If you want to have an enemy for life, cross me. If you want to watch your back for the rest of your life, cross me. You will have an enemy for the rest of your life. You don't know where I'll come. You don't know when I'll be there. It might be 20 years down the road, but one day it's going to be bad news. Okay? So where was I? Somewhere. I was somewhere. Oh, yeah. So something about, yeah. So as I said before, I've had a lot to drink, more than usual. Hold on. I'm going to have some little more to drink right now. Okay, the wine is officially gone. There's no more wine left in the car. And I don't know how smart, I don't mean to insult you. I'm not going to insult you. I don't know how smart you are. I don't know you. I don't know if you're smart. I don't know if you're dumb. I don't know if you're somewhere in the middle. But all the wine is gone in the car, which means that technically, mathematically speaking, it's impossible for me to drink any more wine. But Spotify, God damn it. You know, I'm going to say it. Joe Rogan is a whore. And I hope he hears it. God damn it, just send this fucking talk to Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, you are a motherfucking whore, bitch. You don't have half the balls I have. Yeah, I know you're an MAA fighter, MFA, MAA, I don't know, multi, I used to know this, MMA means multi martial artist fighter. If Joe Rogan wants to go man to man with me, I will fucking kick his ass. Well, he's bigger than I don't give a fucking shit about. How big was Bruce Lee? Let me tell you, Bruce Lee was 135 pounds. You know what? 150 pounds. Okay. I am 15 pounds heavier than Bruce Lee. And I studied with Bruce Lee via his books. A lot of people don't know this, but Bruce Lee wrote, I guess, about 6 books. There was the Tao. Hold on. I've had a lot to drink. The Tao Te Ching. No, not the Tao Te Ching. That's the book of Taoism. The Tao Te something. Forgot. Anyway, believe it or not, Bruce Lee wrote something like 6 books. Now, One was a pretty big book. That was Jeet Kune Do. Jeet Kune Do. And I got it. Fucking shit. All right. Jeet Kune Do. It means Way of the Intercepting Fist. Okay. I studied that books. That books? All right. I studied that book like the Bible. And he wrote like five or six other booklets. I guess booklets might be a better, I don't know. They were pretty short. The other books were like 40 pages long. I found them in a Japanese bookshop in downtown San Jose on 4th Street many, many years ago, about 25 years ago. But they were good because, okay, people, dudes, 25 years ago, there was no internet. Nope, sorry, no internet. So if you wanted to study Bruce Lee's material, you had to study it via book. I'm a product of books, okay? I've read over 1,000 books. When I was, you know, reading 52 books a year, because I did, I read a book a week. That was my goal, and I always met it. I always met my goal. I read a book a week for 20 years. For 20 years, I read a book a week. That's 52 books a year times 20 years. That's over 1,000 books. Anyway, that's how I learned what I know for the most part. I have, since the advent of the internet, I have learned quite a bit from the internet and YouTube and Rumble and websites. Like the Y Files, which is a great website, a great channel, great YouTube channel, and what have you. But no, for the most part, the bulk of my reading was done in sometime between 1985 and 1985 and I would say 2005. That's 20 years. And the internet, even by 2005, there was no YouTube, no. I believe YouTube came in 2007, and it wasn't that good when it first started. It took a while for YouTube to get good. And is it still good? Well, you know, you can still get censored on YouTube, so how good can it be? You know, here's how I feel about it. If they're going to censor you or cancel you, then they're agents of the Illuminati. They're agents of the devil. They're agents of Satan and Caligastia. You know, Alex Jones got canceled from YouTube because he said, you know, COVID-19 came from China and it was a government conspiracy. It was a CIA conspiracy. Well, then years later, we found out it was. So the poor man got canceled off of YouTube. The poor man got kicked off of YouTube for telling the truth. And you know what? If I was on YouTube, I would be kicked off for telling the truth. But you know what? I'm too smart for that. That's why I didn't go on YouTube. If Alex Jones made one mistake, it was trusting YouTube. Don't fucking trust YouTube. Fuck those bitches. They're all in it for the money. You think the board of directors of YouTube is concerned about your education? Do you think the board of YouTube is concerned about the truth and God Almighty and God's plan? No. They're in it for the money, my friends. They're doing their YouTube thing for money. The board of directors are all satanic bitches. So I give the board of directors of YouTube my middle finger. And I tell, hey, bitches, suck on this. Suck on this, you Luciferian fucking bitches. So, you know, I don't know. I'm hoping and praying that this talk struck a chord with you. I don't know if it did. I know I had a lot to drink. I know it was not the greatest talk I've ever given, although it had its moments. Let's be honest, this talk had its moments. And goddamn that fucking Joe Rogan. Okay. I'm gonna spell it out to you because I'm a pretty smart guy. I wrote the greatest philosophy term paper in the history of De Anza College. Only one guy can say that, and it's me. Only one man on this planet can say he wrote the greatest philosophy term paper in the history of De Anza College, and you're talking to him right now. And that fucking Joe Rogan, man, he had a choice between the truth and money. And what do you think he chose? He chose money. Okay. Joe Rogan, listen to me, motherfucker. First of all, I challenge you to a man-to-man cage match if you're fucking man enough. And I don't care that you're 220 pounds, motherfucker. How do you think you would fare against Bruce Lee, who was 135 pounds? Bruce Lee is going to fucking kick you in the balls, and then your 225 pounds ain't going to mean jack fucking shit, bitch. So, if you know Joe Rogan, tell him I challenge him to a cage match, if he's man enough, which I doubt he is. But, that said, if Joe Rogan was a real man, which he's not, he would do what I'm doing, and that would be post his interviews on his own website without Spotify, your Luciferian satanic sponsor, bitch. 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 Did I say bitch? Bitch. Yeah. Joe Rogan, trust me, Joe Rogan isn't man enough to face me mano a mano. He knows that I know what I know. He knows I don't care that you're 120 pounds. All right, I'm sorry. I don't care that you're 220 pounds. I'm going to kick you in the balls. I'm going to poke your eyes out. And what are you going to do when your balls hurt like a motherfucker and you can't see anything? Well, let me tell you, Joe Rogan, when your balls hurt like a motherfucker and you can't see anything because I scratched your eyes out, I'm going to kick the motherfucking shit out of you. I'm ZZ Lemons. Later.